Now, France has a new president and a new parliament, but will they continue to have prolonged social protests? As the nation's top politicians began their new term, they were greeted by multiple demonstrations that already demand major political shifts. Ramin Mazahiri reports from Paris.
French Parliament has reopened for work and with a drastically different configuration than under the previous socialist government. Voters largely supported French President Emmanuel Macron's center-right party in order to push the two mainstream parties to the brink of irrelevance. But polls say that clearing away the old powers does not mean that Macron has majority support for his pro-austerity, pro-security policies.
There is widespread concern that many of Macron's proposals go much further to the right than what he promised during his election campaign. With his absolute majority in parliament, many fear that France will be pushed in a sharply conservative direction.
In Paris, there were multiple major demonstrations designed to get parliament's attention. Unions led a major protest against another round of austerity changes to the labor code.
This is really a declaration of social war. How can they make yet more reductions to the rights of workers? We are here to say that Macron does not have a blank check with Parliament to do whatever he wants. We are ready to fight.
Pro-refugee activists gathered outside Parliament to demand humane solutions for the global migrant crisis many accuse France of helping to create. Another demonstration opposed the huge changes to unemployment insurance. Other protesters opposed Macron's continued attempts by the executive branch to criminalize social activists. Macron has said that even if Parliament opposes him, he will ram through his austerity changes by decree. That follows the precedent of ex-president François Hollande, and it could provoke the same massive disapproval and social unrest. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.